shadows are on the inside.
I see.
And they are dainty little things like that. Uh-huh. But the blinds are outside, all the shades. When you see, you never had shutters in this type house. Mm-hmm. A house built in the 1890s, which would be next door, had shutters inside. Mm-hmm. And it was miserable. There's a great big thing you had to let up. Now, half the windows in this house, they've almost been painted down now, but half of them, if you raise them, then you got to put a stick on them and hold it up, because they took the weights out during the Civil War for bullets. Uh-huh. They didn't take them all, they kept a few of them. But I don't know which few they are, because the ones that I can raise, I have to stick a piece of wood under to hold it up. Uh-huh. I'll show you an inside blind that I got from over there before they tore that house down. You can use them for little screens, you know, if you want to. Mm-hmm. And they're very well made, mm-hmm. because they would move up and down the shadows.
Oh, I see.
But then that postman.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Now we've got the shutters and the blinds.
Shutters, blinds. Okay, then the thing you used to sweep up with, you call it?
Broom?
Yeah, okay, just the everyday term. If there was a broom back there on the other side of that door, where would you say it was in relation to the door? If the door was open and the broom was in the corner there, you'd say the broom was?
In the corner.
Okay, but it wouldn't be in front of the door, it would be?
Behind the door, yeah, be behind the door.
Okay, now this, you have the stairs going up in the front part of the house where you sit on the outside, you call that the what?
Piazza.
Piazza, that's a normal term you would use, huh?
Yeah, we've always said piazza, we say porch now, but we've always said piazza.
When you were younger, it was
always
piazza.
Piazza.
Was that common around here, or was that just in your family, or?
I think it was common.
Pretty common to call that the piazza.
Yeah.
What about?
If it wasn't, we would have changed the churn, because churn don't say things different from other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right.
It shows up.
Right. Then what about stoop? Did you ever use that?
Oh, I know.
No.
No, that's Yankee.
Not in a house like this.
That's
anyway.
Yankee.
That's Yankee.
Yeah,
okay.
That's very Yankee.
Okay.
Stoop.
Okay. Now, if the door was open like this and you wanted somebody to close it, what would you probably say to it?
Shut the door.
Okay.
Just shut the door.
And then on the outside of a house, there are these boards that run horizontally.
Oh,
what do you call those?
That's what's in this house, and I've got it all covered up. Clapboard.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is beautiful clapboard on the upstairs of this house. But all of a sudden, my father decided that if I would pay for it, we would put shingles on it to help keep it warm. And I messed up the house. It's going to cost the museum a lot to
take those shingles off.
Yeah. Because it goes all the way to the third floor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let me see. And then if you were going to do some carpentry, you would take a hammer and a nail and you would do what? You would
hammer it in.
Okay. And if you were going to take your car over Broad Street, you would do what? What do you call it?
Drive it.
Okay. And then if you were talking about that, you'd say, yesterday I
drove.
And I have
driven.
Okay. Okay. If you were talking about somebody else, you would say, yeah.
Dampo driver.
Okay. You'd say, every day she
drives to
okay.
work.
Okay. Let me see. We talked. Oh yeah, and on the house again. The
you gone, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you later.